Your husband, when he married him, was a gamekeeper.
Mm.
Do you know what he got paid then?
Well, somewhere around, was it £3 something?
And what sort of hours was he
doing? Well, he didn't have any set hours. You know, you just start and finish according to what you have to do. And Lord Yarborough had come up and said, you see, about this cyanide tin bean, and, you know, if it had been onto a Fox Earth or what. But like my husband said, well, I've been off work for 3 weeks and I've nothing to do with me, my lord. And he said, oh, well, another time, Garfoot, it'll be Johnny Walker. That's when you'd been there 17 years. And so we've decided then, you know, he said, married with 3 children and say Johnny Walker, you know, in a tied house. So we looked for something. And so we got that small holding, but I mean, there wasn't. We rented 2 fields, and then there was just the one that was with the house. So, I mean, you couldn't make a living. We had some pigs and chickens. And then he got a job at the hospital first. Well, he'd never had anything to do with, you know, engineering or central heating. He was a stoker, you see. But he got into it, but he often heard, you know, there was a siren that, you know, if anything went wrong, he often used to wake up at night and say, oh, I think that's a siren, and he'd get up and go, but everything was all right when he got there. But he got into it, and then, but he didn't get on real well with the other man. I mean, he'd been a man who'd worked on a farm originally, and he didn't help Wib at all to, you know, in what he had to do, or if things would, you know, might go wrong, what he should do or anything. And so when it came up for the Yarborough School wanting a caretaker, he went up there. So he's up there 11 years, and then he had a massive heart attack and had to, well, he didn't have to leave there, but I can't remember whether he went back to school there or not, but then he came to the junior school, caretaker at the junior school.
When did he start there?
1974. October 1974.
Who was that
in the head teacher then? Mr. Walton. Did you follow him? Oh, Mr. Sybil, didn't he? Yeah. Yeah. And he didn't have any night classes then. But although he didn't always have to go back when he should have done up at the Yarborough, because Mr. Hallett used to spend a lot of time up there at night, and he'd say, well, I'll look up for you. And then Wib went in the morning in time to get any tidying up, you know, where there'd been night classes. But anyway, it wasn't so hard, you see, at the Yarborough school, because he didn't have so far to go, but he had a moped. And he didn't have to go back for night school. But he died at school.
Primary school?
Yeah. Yeah. It was Maundy Friday. And he'd said to me, he had 2 ladies helping him, and he said to me that they were hoping to get various jobs done, you know, cleaning jobs, to be done at Easter, and they were going to try to get so much done so that they, you know, they could, I don't remember now whether he was going to have a week's holiday or what. But he said this one lady hadn't been coming on time, and so he said, if she's late today, I think I'll have to tell her it's not fair to the other girl. And so I think she must have been late. Well, I think she told me she was. And I think that's, he probably got a bit head up. And he just, dropped down dead.
It looks quite a sad time for the school, then, because Mr. Walton.
Yeah, he did. He,
same
he. It was after that, wasn't it, that he happened that? Playing squash, wasn't he? Because I remember going up to school to see him after Whip died, like.